Islam and the Middle East, too often misunderstood. Before we can talk about Islam and the Middle East, we need some definitions. In the media, we hear these words so often, but how many of these words do you really know? Religious terms. Islam is the name of the second largest religion on earth. It means surrender or submission. A Muslim is someone who submits to the one and only God, Allah. The Quran is the book by the Prophet Muhammad that teaches the way of Islam. Islam is popular not only in the Middle East, but also in Africa and parts of Asia. Jihad means to fight against something bad. This could mean something within yourself or an enemy on the outside. Finally, the Hajj is a trip to Mecca that every Muslim wishes to take once in their lifetime. Problems. The country Israel was made in the Middle East by the Jewish people after World War II. Israel forced the Palestinian people to leave the land so the country could be created. Many Islamic countries dislike Israel because of the Palestinian problem. However, the U.S. supports Israel. This makes some Muslims angry with the U.S. or the West in general, too. A very few Muslims even feel the need to fight or jihad in order to protect Islam. But most Muslims, just want peace and to live a normal life. Hezbollah is an Islamic political organization from Lebanon, and Hamas is from Palestine. Both were elected by the people, but both dislike Israel, so the U.S. treats them as terrorists. Most people think that Al-Qaeda is a group of people or an organization like Hezbollah or Hamas, but it is actually a word first used in English for any Muslims that fight. Osama bin Laden is a very rich person from Saudi Arabia who supported the Al-Qaeda people that attacked on 9/11. Saudi Arabia is rich because of oil and is friends with the U.S. Many of the people we now call Al-Qaeda are from the Mujahideen, the various people who fought in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union invasion in the 1980s. At the time, the U.S. supported the Mujahideen because they disliked the Soviet Union. After the Mujahideen, the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan. The Taliban were known as very strict and violent about their religious rules. Several different tribes living near the border of Pakistan are also called Taliban by the media because they think and act similarly. However, they are not the same people who ruled Afghanistan. Iraq, which the U.S. invaded on March 19, 2003, had nothing to do with any of this. Where is the truth? The more we hear, the more we wonder who is really good and who is really bad. When we hear about these things on the news, it seems that we are being taught that everything Islamic is evil and every Muslim wants to be a terrorist. If we consider that 20% of the people in the world are Muslim, we realize this simply can't be true. A few dangerous or violent people from a certain religion or culture do not represent the majority.